both sides publicly are stuck in their positions, but I think behind the scenes, the Republicans are understanding the math. The math was the election. The president won, two more Democratic senators. The House is still Republican, but with a decreased majority. And the real Trump card is the majority of Americans, according to the polls, say they think it's fair to raise rates on the 2% wealthy Americans. So the president simply has an advantage that I don't see the Republicans being able to overcome.
One of the things we hear, of course, we should probably take with a grain of salt what is said publicly, because it may be part of a negotiating ploy. But one of the things we've heard is that the Republican proposal that Mr. Boehner put out this week does not contain tax rate increases for the upper 2%. Is that something that they are realistically going to push, or is that a bargaining ploy, do you think?
Well, he puts it out there because he's got a big problem with his own caucus, the Speaker Boehner does. There are many members of that caucus, you know, who say, it's my way or the highway. We're right. They're wrong. We're not going to move. He's got to negotiate his caucus into the understanding the math and understanding that if the Republicans, and the polls say they would get blamed, if they're blamed, if on the 1st of January, ordinary Americans who live paycheck by paycheck find themselves with a tax increase, it is just almost suicide, for a while at least, for the Republican Party. And Speaker Boehner has got to make that point. Political parties aren't in existence to go out of existence because they won't give on something like this.
Do you hear that anything's going on behind the scenes that we aren't hearing publicly? Is there any progress being made?
I think that the Republicans, Speaker Boehner and his people, are preparing when his caucus comes round to realistically say, make a deal with the president. The president has said he wants that rate to go up to 39.6%. But he hasn't said that the $250,000 is non-negotiable. So instead of having that being the benchmark, maybe $500,000. Hey, maybe $1 million. Chuck Schumer, the liberal senator from New York, says make it $1 million. That would give the Republicans some face to save there. But the rate increase, I think that's almost has to be a done deal.